Hi guys, it's Anthony. First off, I want to say I'm sorry. Because I know I said that I was back, and then I didn't upload another episode, I think, for like 2 weeks. So now we're here. This has been the most chaotic era of the podcast, I think, where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm back, and then I don't come back for like 2 weeks and whatever, but very, very soon it's all going to make sense why I've been gone so much and why I haven't been consistent. It's all going to make sense very soon, and that's all I'll say on that, but hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys have had a really great month so far. October has been pretty chill for me. I think a couple weeks ago, I took a week off from working in school. Well, I was on break from school anyway, but also during that week, I took a break from working because I was so tired. I was really, really tired. And it's funny because the break that I took, it was actually on accident. I was trying to schedule off a couple days because I went to a concert, and I ended up accidentally scheduling myself off the entire week, and I was going to pick up shifts for the days that I missed, but I was like, you know what, no, I'm going to take the full week off and just relax, because I hadn't done that since school started, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to take the week off to relax and just lay in bed and stay inside all day, and that's what I did, and I went to a concert, did some fun stuff, like, things like that. All those things that I did, it really helped me recharge, and now I'm great. But yeah, if you can, I genuinely recommend you do that, if you can. And obviously, I'm very fortunate and lucky that I was able to do that and still be okay, but if you have the means to do that, I definitely suggest just taking a week off and just relaxing and doing nothing to recharge yourself, because I've been very busy with a lot of things for the past 8 months, and I just really needed that time to relax. So yeah, that's basically where I've been. Without saying where I've been, because I can't say anything right now. But very, very soon, my absence from this podcast, my neglect from this podcast will make sense very, very soon, I promise. Also, with that, there will be no more video episodes for the rest of this year. For the same reason why I've been absent from the podcast sporadically, which again, it'll make sense very soon, but for the time being, there will be no more video episodes until further notice. I won't say for the entire year, but I'll just say until further notice, there will be no more video episodes. But I do have an episode coming out, well, it's in the works, with one of my best friends. Was going to be co-hosting an episode. That'll be a video episode. But other than that, there will be no video episodes until further notice, because I'm just way too busy right now. And I still want to continue to make episodes for you guys. It's just easier if I just do audio instead of video and audio. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out of the way too. But yeah, it's all going to make sense. Anyways, I don't really have a direction for this episode. I kind of just wanted to get on here and talk about whatever I was thinking. And today I was just thinking about how excited I am for things that are to come in the next 6 months into next year. Because a lot of great things are happening next year. I will be moving, which I'm very excited about. I'll be graduating high school. I'll be getting my first tattoos. I'll be 18. And I'll be cutting my hair. And I'm so excited about all of those because I'm just ready for new good stuff. Because I feel like for the past 6 to 8 months, I feel like I've been, well, since June, really. Ever since June, I haven't really been comfortable. Like, and I mean comfortable as like, I don't know how to put this, but I haven't been comfortable in the sense where I haven't been just like great. Not saying I've been like depressed, I'm just saying I haven't been like 100% awesome. Because when you go through transitional periods in your life, it's not comfortable at all because things are changing. So it's not going to be comfortable all the time. And these past 8 months, I've just been kind of lost and trying to find direction in my personal life. Creatively, that's fine. But in my personal life, as far as like what my goals are, personal goals, I haven't really known what those are for a while. And I've kind of just been lost trying to search for them. And like all this I'm saying right now, it always happens whenever I go through a transitional period in my life, which is how I know that this is what this is. Because if I look back on my life this time last year, I was great. I was fine. I had just gone through a change. So I was awesome. Like, I was great. I was genuinely great. But then I got comfortable and like with like repeating the same day over and over again. Like, I've lived the same day pretty much since this time last year. Like, I've just been doing my thing, grinding, working really hard. And I feel like now that I'm turning 18, because when that first change happened, I just turned 16. And that's a pretty big deal. So I was, you know, I just gone through that phase of my life. But now that I am almost 18, I turn 18, I think, in 6 months, 7 months, something like that. Yeah, I turn 18 in like 6 months. Now that I'm turning 18, it's another age where I think you go through another change. It's like 16, 18, 21, 25, and 30. Where you kind of go through that transitional period of your life. So it happens every couple of years, whatever. But I was just thinking, I'm like, I've been in such this like personal life sort of like rut. And I'm like, I can't wait until this is over so that I can experience the new stuff. Because while I love going through changes, it's just really, it gets really sad sometimes and really frustrating, because it's like you want to do certain things, but it's like you can't not, you still have to wait a little bit. Like, you can't do these things just yet because you're still in this period of things that are changing. And I'm really trying to appreciate the beauty in all of this. Like, I'm really trying to find the good part and the beauty in this transitional period. But sometimes it just gets really hard. Because you're just like, I just want to get to the good stuff. Because, and it's even worse because I already know what's coming. Kind of. Like, I know that I'm going to be 18. I know I'm getting tattoos. I know that I'm moving. Like, things like that, I just know. And I know I'm going to cut my hair. Like, things like that, I'm like, I know what's coming. So I'm like, I'm so ready for that to happen. But it's just like, I can't do it yet. I can't do it. I was planning on cutting my hair next month. But something's telling me that I just should just wait until the end of the year to do it. I don't know why. Something's just telling me just to wait to do that. And I think I kind of already explained why I wanted to cut my hair. But for those of you who haven't listened to that episode, I cut my hair 2 years ago in 2021. I wanted to get rid of my hair. And I've been growing it out ever since. So it's been 2 years since I've been growing my hair, and it's been fun. It's been really fun. I've got to learn my hair again. But the only thing is I've started getting bored with my hair. So I started bleaching it and dyeing it a bunch. Like, I bleached and dyed my hair within like 4 months earlier this year. So my hair is pretty much, I wouldn't say it's dead because it's not like falling off my head, but it's not what it once was. And it's getting to a point where like I can feel the difference in how my hair feels compared to what it felt like when I wasn't doing all of that. And I just want to cut my hair so it can be healthy again. Because like, I don't know, whenever you damage your hair in some way, shape, or form, the damage in your hair, I feel like you can like internally feel it, and it like weighs down on you a little bit. So like, I just haven't been the most excited about my hair. There are certain things I can't do with my hair because I've bleached it and dyed it a lot this year. So I'm just like, I want to cut it. Also, like, hair grows back. I feel like the first time I cut all my hair off, I was really scared of what people were going to say and, like, what I was going to look like. But now that I know that it's really not that bad, also, my hair grows hella quick. Like, I cut my hair off in October of 2021, and I was able to get braids in July, like the beginning of July. It was very quick. So that's only like November, December, January. It was only like 8-9 months. So my hair grows really fast, but you know, I'm just like, yeah, I want to cut my hair off again. I'm ready to let all the energy from the year go at the end of the year, because there's like energy, there's 2-year-old energy in my hair that I just need to let go. Especially right now, because I'm in this transitional period. I don't want to wait until I'm like 18 to do it, because I mean, at that point, it's just pointless. Also, I just want to get rid of it. You know what I mean? It's like, what a better time to do it rather than right now, you know? And I'm really excited. I'm genuinely excited to cut all my hair off. I genuinely am. Another reason why I want to cut it is because when I first started growing my hair out, the first time I cut it, I went to the barber, and my barber gave me a taper, which basically is like, it's hard to explain, so I'm just going to say look up a taper. But I basically didn't have a full head of hair, so like, I couldn't do some styles that I wanted to because I didn't have a full head of hair. Like, my sides and back were, like, kind of shaved down more. So I didn't have a full head of hair. But this time around, I'm like, I want a full head of hair to grow. And I also want to stop going to the barber. Like, I stopped going to the barber in June of this year. So I haven't gotten a haircut in, like, 3-4 months. It's been a while since I've been to the barber shop, actually. It's been a while. because it was getting to a point where I don't like getting my hair cut, really. It's just, it kind of takes a lot of time out of my day on Saturdays when I'm off from work, and it's another expense that I have, so I feel like it'd just be better for me in the long run to just grow all of my hair out and not get haircuts, because it's just easier, you know what I mean? It's just way easier. Also, I know how to do a lineup on myself, so I can always just do that, and it'll still, my hair will still look good, you know? So I'm like, just like, I don't need to go to the barbershop. I don't need to do that anymore. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to have healthy hair again. Like, I genuinely am really excited to have healthy hair again. I can't wait to go on another hair journey, figuring out what products I like, and staying away from a bunch of dye and heat. Not saying that I'll never dye my hair again, but because I was thinking about this the other day, too. I was like, when my hair does get long, I think I do want to dye it again, but not, I don't want to dye all of my hair. I think I'll probably just do, like, the front of my hair I dye. And not anything crazy, like, really light blonde like I had. Maybe just, like, a lighter brown. Like, a shade or two lighter than my natural hair color. Like, nothing crazy. I'm done with being blonde. That was, yeah. I'm just done with that. It was fun while it lasted, but I'm not doing that ever again. Now, that I'm not doing ever again. Going fully blonde, I'm not doing that. But maybe doing, like, a lighter brown, a shade of my hair, like, a shade that's, like, two shades lighter than my natural hair color. I'll do that. But anything light blonde, crazy, no. The era of my life is over. But, yeah, I'm just really excited. A lot of things are happening. I'm excited for next year. I really am. I'll be starting college. I'll be 18. I'll be getting my first tattoos. I'm so excited about it. I'm not going to tell you guys what tattoos I'm getting. I'm just going to post about them, I think, when I get them. Or I'll just, like, say something on my Instagram when I actually get them. And, yeah. Thank you for listening. I didn't want to make this a super long episode anyway. I just kind of wanted to pop in and explain what's been going on, if you've been wondering. I'm going to go wash my hair now and do my hair because today is hair wash day. And I will see you all next week. I promise. I will see you all next week. I love you. Take care. Goodbye.